I don't think I need to give a huge introduction to Brother Patrick. He'd be mad at me if I did. he's not in his head. Yeah, I'd be mad at you if you did. But Brother Patrick is an humble servant of God who God has raised up to lead the ministry of Christian Sharing Christ that now has missionaries in so many countries. I've lost track of them. Used to be a dozen, and it's many countries. And through the ministry of Christian Sharing Christ, thousands of people are coming to saving faith in Jesus Christ around the world every single month. In fact, every single week, thousands of people are coming to faith in Jesus. And I believe we're honored to be able to support Christian Sharing Christ. It's one of the ministries that we believe in the most. Of all the missions that we support that are listed on that world map back there and the ones you hear us talking about every single week, this is one of the ones I feel most honored to be a part of their ministry. So without me really getting up here and giving Patrick the big head, let's just welcome him this evening. Would you say God bless Brother Patrick? God bless Brother Patrick.
Well, if you have your Bibles with you tonight, I'd like you to open to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5. I'm not going to try to preach to you tonight, more so just to direct you to a scripture that God showed me, and I just want to share it with you. I am honored to be here. I feel like this is a home church because y'all have invited me here so many times, and just, again, just honored to be here. My wife and children are back here, and glad to have them. And we are do have a special treat tonight to have Brother Abraham here. And his last name is Matthei, which means Matthew. So he's sort of an Old Testament, New Testament kind of guy, you know. So, you know, Abraham, Matthew. And he is a very humble servant of the Lord. Brother Abraham, you'll see he's removed his shoes because he really respects this position right here of coming to speak. And he don't mind me saying this, but he most of the times wears flip-flops. So, I mean, you know, I figure probably in the Bible, many of them wore leather flip-flops, if you will. So I guess that's appropriate. And so you'll be blessed. He had his first hamburger this week, his first pizza. And so we've had a lot of fun this week. But, of course, when I was there, I had a lot of first also. And I ate whatever he put in front of me. And I'm kind of expecting him to do the same now that he's here, you know. So it's kind of a get even now. But he has a wonderful sense of humor. And I really want to encourage you that when this is all over with, I want you to come up and meet Brother Abraham. He speaks about five different languages. His mother tongue is Malayalam. And hopefully tonight he'll give us a sampling of that, of his mother tongue and his language and all. So without further ado, I want to share something here with y'all. If you are at the Gospel of Luke, verse 5, actually starting in verse 4, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets, and you will catch many fish." And, you know, that's about what the topic is of what I want to talk to you about tonight is God for more than 30 years has been working through our ministry and using this ministry throughout Latin America, specifically Central and South America. And as I go through my presentation tonight, you'll see what I mean by this. But God said, go out, Jesus said, go out where it is deeper and let down your nets and you will catch many fish. And that's the door that Jesus opened was for us to go out deeper. You know, sometimes for you, or those of you who fish, when you're along the bank and it's shallow there, you don't have too much to worry about. Most of the times you won't even put on a life vest because, you know, if something happens, you just jump out and swim the bank. But when you go out where it's deeper, all of a sudden it takes on a whole new meaning. All of a sudden the water's deeper. In the Bible, storms could come up on you. You put on that life vest. But Jesus says right here to go out where it's deeper. And sometimes we have to go out on the end of the limb. Sometimes we have to go further out, if you will. And in our case, God has now expanded our borders into India. And so we've gone out deeper. And it says right here, you will catch many fish. And you'll see that as I speak tonight. Number five, verse 5 says, "Master Simon, we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But we will try again," he says. And, you know, that's what's important here, the word again. is that we have to keep doing things over and over and over again because we can't give up. And then it says here, and this time their nets were so full that they began to tear. Again, being obedient unto what Jesus said to go out deeper. And the one I really like here, it says, a shout for help brought their partners in the other boat. And soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. The way I see that is a shout for help means these missionaries are praying. They're shouting. They're asking for help. And you as a partner with our ministry are responding in your partnership, in your prayers, in your giving. As these missionaries shout, and you'll hear Brother Abraham to say tonight to pray for them, to pray for them as they go out. And that's what it says right here, to shout for help. And look at here. It says, here's the blessing that whenever we respond to praying and giving and doing, as it says right here, it says both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. The blessing that you get is by partnering and being a part of this ministry. So it works both ways. So I just wanted to share that with you tonight, and of course we'll get going here. Before I get started, I want to share about why India, and I want to lay some groundwork before Brother Abraham comes up. Why did CSC expand over to India? Well, in December of 2004, I received a handwritten letter. And many of you who have ever received a letter from overseas, it's usually a little thin envelope, and it's got little red marks around the edges of it. And I got this envelope, and it was handwritten, and I opened it, and it said, Brother Patrick, and essentially what it was saying was, is that we need help. Come over here and help us. I'm giving you the short version of it. And I thought it was interesting. I never before had I received a letter like that, and I set it on my desk. Well, 2 days after receiving this letter, I got an email also from India. And in this email, it was a completely different person. And this brother was saying, come over here and help us. Help us in India to reach our people with the gospel using films. Well, you know, I thought it strange. You know, here just within 4 days, never before. And then I get a letter and I get an email. Well, 2 days after I got that email, I got a magazine, or I received a magazine in the mail. And the front cover, folks, was film evangelism in India. Well, all within 6 days there, these things happened. And my wife and I began to talk, and we both felt like, well, God must be opening a door for our ministry to expand to India. And just before receiving this handwritten letter, the ministry had been blessed with some unexpected financial gifts, completely unsolicited. And but as my wife and I began to talk, she said, well, when are you going to India? And I said, well, I'm not going to India. I'm scared, you know. I mean, here I am. I've been down the Amazon twice and into Costa Rica and Peru and all over and eating strange things, as Brother Nathan can attest. But, folks, I'll be honest with you. I was scared to go to India. If you're not real familiar with your geography, if you want to go to India, you basically, if you could drive north and go over the North Pole and down, it's on the exact opposite side of the world. And so anyway, my wife and I began to talk, and I told her I didn't think I wanted to go. And she said, well, what are you going to do if Jesus returns and you got all that money in the bank? Well, I mean, I really got convicted then. And I felt as though then I had received a command almost that I had to go. And so she pinned me down on a date, and I said, well, I think I'll go in November sometimes. This was in December. And, you know, just to satisfy her ears that I will go, I'm just going to put it out. And it ended up working out that I ended up going in April, actually, of 2005. And so everything was planned and ready to go to India. And again, the flesh was willing, the flesh was weak, and the spirit was willing to go. But sincerely, I was not ready to go to India. And even up till the day, it was a Wednesday, and I was leaving on a Thursday. Well, on that Wednesday, I received a telephone call at my office from a very special friend of mine. And she's a missionary to Israel. I met Sharon Miller about 10 years ago over in California. And Sharon has a gift of prophecy. And so anyway, we got to talking, and I had not talked to Sharon in 6 months. And she said, Brother Patrick, what in the world is going on? I sense something going on with you right now. And I said, Sharon, I'm due to leave for India tomorrow morning. And I said, I am not wanting to go. And she said, brother, let me pray with you. And if those of you or those of you who know people who have the gift of prophecy, they actually prophesy as they're praying. Well, she began to pray over the phone. And she began to pray. And as she was praying, she said that God is saying he's going to send an angel to go with you, Patrick. To go with you, don't worry, and everything will be fine. Well, as she was praying, I received an email. I was sitting at my desk in front of my computer, and my computer, like many of yours, when you get an email, it makes a little noise. And so, you know, that happened while she was praying, and we said our goodbyes. Well, afterwards, being at work, you know, you switch gears and try to get back into work, and I opened my email up, and it was an email from the missionary that had emailed me. I got the letter, and I got the email, then I got the magazine. Well, the email was from the brother who had emailed me previously, and he said, Brother Patrick, we're looking for your arrival here. We're praying for you, and God gave me a scripture to give to you. And it was Psalm 91:11, and I'll read it for you. I opened my Bible, and it read, For he orders his angels to protect you wherever you go. Right then, if a plane had been outside, I'd have gone and got on it, because then I knew God had ordained this trip in seeing how that worked. And you know, folks, if you're familiar with some things in the Bible, if you look in Joshua 3, as the Israelites were about to cross over into the Promised Land, some of you may know where I'm going with this. They were carrying the Ark of the Covenant. Do you know when the waters parted? When they stuck their foot in the water. It did not part till they put their foot in the water. And you know, God works that way sometimes. He'll test us. And even though, as I felt, my wife was encouraging me that I was supposed to go, and I did not want to go, I put everything together and planned it. But it wasn't until less than 12 hours that God really affirmed that this was what he wanted me to do. And so, with that said, that handwritten letter that I received was from Abraham Mathea. I went by myself and met a man that I had no idea who he was, but I felt God had ordained this trip to go. And met with Brother Abraham. And since that time, or while I was there, we were able to begin 3 new film teams in April of 2005 on that particular trip. I'm kind of giving y'all the Cliff Notes version of my presentation because a lot of the slides that precede this you've seen before. So we wanted to get straight to India. Now, God has raised up 18 new film teams in India and 1 in Sri Lanka working. And Brother Abraham and I have a vision that God's going to raise up 100 teams in Asia to doing film evangelism over the next 4 or 5 years. And we believe that. We believe God's ordained the direction that we're to go with this ministry. We're not at all neglecting our work that's going on in Central and South America. We just feel that sometimes God takes us another direction that we're also to be doing work. And so Brother Abraham will get up here and share with you more tonight. One little side note that I don't often say in my talks. When I got on the plane to leave for India, as I said, I was alone. I left from Atlanta to fly to Paris. And on that plane, there was like 5 or 6 seats in the middle and 3 on the side, and I was sitting on an aisle seat. And I got there and found my seat and got situated, and there was a guy next to the window, and there was a seat between us no one was sitting in. And when I sat there, he asked me, he said, is anyone joining you on this trip? And I said, yes, sir. And I didn't say anything else. And right before the plane was to leave, he said, isn't somebody joining you? And I said, yes, sir, there's an angel sitting there. Well, he didn't talk to me for another hour. But I'm going to tell you right now, there was no seat on that plane vacant but that one seat. So, you know, again, God just giving direction and affirming the way that he wants this ministry to head right now. And again, all that I share and say and show tonight, it's not me, it's not this ministry, it's all about God and what God's doing when you're on mission with him. D.L. Moody says, when you plan big, you better have a big partner. You know, and that's God, and he's blazing a trail, and he's testing us, if you will. Some of the pictures here from some of the current film teams that are working over there. Brother Rajkumar, the one that actually sent me the email there. Folks, he lives in a little grass hut that's probably about 12 by 12. Grass, a thatch roof, thatch walls. And in this little house, we went in, we sit on the edge of the bed, and they slid the table up to us, and they put our food before us, and then they sit there and watch you, you know, and so you eat it, you know. And that was okay. We blessed it, and God blessed it. And it was in a very poor, poor, poor part of India. I mean, so much so, they're still plowing with oxens. I mean, it was like going back 100 years there. But the people are hungry for the gospel. And as Brother Abraham will share with you tonight, India has over 600,000 villages in India alone. The population is over 1 billion people. Well, 80% of the population are in these 600,000 villages. And it's in these 600,000 villages who are very common, down-to-earth people who don't have access to the gospel, none whatsoever. The Christian population in India, for the most part, is roughly around 2% average, taking the whole state in. But the whole country. But here are some pictures. Brother Abraham here praying with one of the missionaries over the equipment. There's pictures even back here on the wall you may recognize of Brother Abraham. Here are more pictures of the missionaries going and showing. Monthly we get testimonies. Here's another brother going on water oxens to show, carrying his equipment to show the films. Another brother here on a bicycle. We buy them bicycles. We can get a bicycle for in India for $55 that you would pay $600 for here. And I mean the good kind of bikes with the big tires and the big seats and the little things that are on them. And we'll bless them with this equipment. And we'll bless them with the bikes. Here they are going on a boat. Again, presenting the gospel of Jesus through films. Many times after the missionaries have gone and shown the films, the local pastors will have many of the missionaries, such as Brother Abraham, come back and take part in the baptismal services. And you can see, unlike here, here in the United States, it's not in a hot tub, it's right outside in the cold water. And so, I mean, it's very humble. If you see this brother here, I mean, look how serious he is. I mean, they take it very serious. And the thing about working with these people is they're all native missionaries. You got to realize that just as you have these fanatical Islamic people who blow themselves up for a God that they don't even know, can you imagine what these brothers who receive Christ and know Him, how much more on fire they are, you know, and having a God who is alive and well. I want to share some statistics with you real fast. Over all of CSC, all the film teams, over 70 film teams working around the world, over 8,000 film presentations are being made per year. Over 1 million people per year are seeing these films. Over 100 churches are being planted as a result of God using the films. And the one I like the most, almost 90,000 people per year are receiving Jesus as their Lord and Savior. If you figure that out on a daily basis, it's about 250, I think it is, that are making a decision. And we give God all the glory for that. Again, just some more statistics. When I was at LSU and taking statistics, I absolutely hated it. I mean, I didn't like it at all, but now I see the need for it. And we use statistics in our ministry, not only for you as supporters of our ministry, but also to our missionaries. On average, 11 people will make a decision each film showing to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. On average, 150 people are at each film showing. And, you know, as a businessman, I got to thinking one day, in college economics, we had to figure out what it costs to produce one widget. Some of you probably remember that in economics. Well, I got to thinking one day, what would it cost to win one soul to Jesus based on the offerings that our ministry receives and the number of people that God uses it to save? For folks, for a Happy Meal, practically, for $2.50, someone's receiving Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Some new work that we're about to begin, which I know Brother Nathan has been sharing with many of you. I normally have traveled alone when I've gone to Asia, because many times when I'm going there, I have no idea what I'm getting into, and I don't see and read and dragging a lot of people along because I don't know what I'm getting into myself. But this time, God laid it on my heart and Brother Nathan's heart that we would go together. And so on July the 1st, Brother Nathan and I will leave. We will fly to the Philippines, to Manila, And there we'll go down into Mindanao, one of the southernmost islands. I've been communicating with three brothers there now for about 6 months who, just like the brothers in India, are saying, please come over here and help us do the work. We'll leave the Philippines and we'll go to Nepal. There we'll start 5 film teams. I was in Nepal last year. Brother Abraham and Roy and myself, the three of us, were in Nepal. We got there, and as soon as we got there, the Mosaic terrorist group had caused so much commotion in the country of Nepal that the whole city of Kathmandu was on strike. There was rioting. The streets were blocked off. We hadn't been there 2 days, and they said, you need to get out of here. And we got the last 3 seats on the plane leaving there. And even though God brought us there and we didn't get to accomplish what we thought, we were able to meet with some brothers and see that there is a great need. And now that they've ousted the king off his throne, if you will, there in Nepal, Nepal is now open to receive the gospel. And God has raised up 5 native missionaries that will be equipping with the equipment. And then Pakistan, 2 brothers in Pakistan that will go and set them up equally. So again, 10 teams prayerfully waiting to get started in the new ministry. Just want to close here with a few things. If you remember nothing else tonight, I just ask that you pray. The cool thing about talking about India is the thing is that they have exactly 12 hours difference. When you get up in the mornings to have your devotion and your study time, that's the time that these missionaries are just the beginning to show the films. So it's a really cool time that you can pray for these missionaries in India, because that's when many of us are having our devotion and our study time and reading our Bible. Well, then you can remember to pray for the CSE film teams that are going to be working over in Asia and in India. So pray that open hearts, the people who come see these films, their hearts will be open to the gospel. Pray for the safety and perseverance of the missionaries that are going out and showing these films. And of course, you already support our ministry. I want to share something here with you that's somewhat staggering. For $100 a month, you can send a native missionary. Brother Abraham and I have been talking over the last few days. We can send 50 to 70 native missionaries for what it costs many times to send one American missionary around the world. And you know what? Many times we in America think, well, we're the only missionaries here. You know, we're the only ones doing mission work around the world. Folks, that's not true. God's raising up people all over the world to do this work. And there are people willing and able and ready, native missionaries, to do this work if we can give them the equipment that they need. You know, the thing about many of them is they don't need hot water. They don't need air conditioning. They don't even need a soft bed. They don't even have to learn a different language. I mean, they're already ready to go. And they're ready and waiting. And so we're just grateful that God is allowing us to partner with these native missionaries and helping them. For roughly about $1,500, we can equip a native missionary with all the equipment that he needs. And the one I like the most, 100% of all the offerings that this ministry receives goes to the field. Nothing is spared for administrative work. In closing here, I'm going to ask Brother Abraham now to come up and share what God's laid on his heart. And Brother Abraham, if you'll come on up, I think they got you a mic right here. We might want to move it over. And y'all come up and meet Brother Abraham when he gets through and all. Thank y'all very much.
Good evening and praise the Lord.
I am Abraham Matai, Evangelist Abraham Matai from India. My mother tongue is Malayalam. I am hoping that you can understand my English. Maybe 80% or 90%. Some may understand 60. But the Spirit of God will lead you to understand my English. Praise the Lord. India is a nation with 1 billion people. 1 billion, B-I-L-L-I-O-N. That means more than 1,000 million people. India has 600,000 villages. Most of the Indian people live in villages. 80% people in India live in villages. And India's millions worship 330 million gods. Can you imagine about it? They worship statues or idols of cat, rat, cows, etc. as gods. Why they worship the idols? The reason is they are in spiritual darkness. They don't know anything about Jesus Christ. Most of these villages have not a single Christian or gospel witness. They are in spiritual darkness. So the need is urgent in India, and millions are dying without Christ. We read in the St. Mark chapter 16:15, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It is our Lord Jesus Christ's last commandment. We read in Acts 1:8. You can read it. Acts 1:8. One of you can read it.
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Yeah. And you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth.
Yes, when the Holy Spirit will come upon us, we will get power, dynamic power. And we will be witness for Christ from Jerusalem to uttermost part of the world. So Jesus said, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We read in St. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, 19, and 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So God's Christ's commandment to us is to preach the gospel to every creature. Concerning India, India's millions are sinking in sin. They don't know anything about the good news of Jesus Christ, the message of cross. So they are in spiritual darkness. We have Christian sharing ministry in many parts of India, in southern India, northeast, and western India, and middle India. In the Andaman and Nicobar Islands are in the Bay of Bengal, 330 islands in the there in Andamans. Most of these islands inhabitants are tribes and caste. They never heard the gospel. I and Brother Patrick went there last April and started Christian sharing ministry there in Andamans, in Port Blair. Last tsunami killed 20,000 people in Andamans. So we felt a need there. The islands are as rotten tomato. It may go any time inside the sea, so the need there is too much now. The Andamans Islands are calling us to come and help us. In south part of India, we have a CSC ministry there. Brothers are working there. Some persecutions and some oppositions are there in South India also. Our brother Roy got beaten last year, and from his nose blood came out, and he also needs your prayers. In Northeast Asia, in Nagaland and Assam, we have ministry. There are militants and Hindu militants and terrorists there. They also need your valuable prayers in these days. In Middle India, the Hindi area, Hindi language area, we have work, and these brothers face oppositions. In Rajasthan also, West India, brothers are facing opposition. So we would appreciate your valuable prayers for them. So the call is coming from every part of India. 600,000 villagers are calling us, come and help us. Do you hear the heart cries of these millions? Come and help us. They say, no one cares for us. Asia got division. Asia, God called Asia. Almighty God called Asia. We read in the Asia chapter 6 that he heard the call, and he replied to God. God asked him, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then he said, I am here. Send me. So this is the time to send someone in your place, or you go yourself. Calling is coming from the Almighty, Magnificent God in these days. If we have a right with God, then we can hear the call of God every time. The Lord saved me in 1961, January 7, and Lord forgiven all my sins. I came to the Lord. Tears came from my eyes. I remember that day. If a man in Christ is a new creation, his life is changed. He has happy in his mind. In everything is changed in his life. Paul says, I am not ashamed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. He says in Romans chapter 1, you can read in your, you can go in your home and read about it. I am not ashamed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am adept unto Greek and barbarians. So we are adept. We are adepts in the sight of God, in the course of gospel. So we are living in a world, needy world, without Christ, and millions in India are crying, come and help us. When I went to United States Embassy in Chennai, India, for 1 month visa to visit, come and share here for my visa, and I applied for 1 month visa. And the U.S. Consulate General Officer gave me 10 years visa. Praise the Lord. I applied for 1 month, and he gave me 10 years visa. Praise the Lord. God was some plan. And he asked me, what is the favorite verse from the Bible you share? You, Abraham, you share with me. Then I told him, John 3:16. You can read it. One of you can read it.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
Yes. I shared with him John 3:16. Then he suddenly told me, I am going to grant you visa. Then I went to my home, and by courier my passport came. I asked him for 1 month visa, and I got 10 years visa. So you want to hear what is John 16? I want to share with you in Malayalam. തന്റെ ഏകജാതനായ പുത്രനിൽ വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ഏവനും നശിച്ചുപോകാതെ നിത്യജീവൻ നൽകുവാൻ തക്കവണ്ണം അവൻ ലോകത്തെ സ്നേഹിച്ചു. Jeremiah 33:3. God says, Almighty God says, call unto me, I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So expect great things and mighty things in these days. God bless you, and God bless you all, and I pray for you all, and please pray for us also. Thank you so much.
Come up at the end of the service and meet Brother Abraham, and he's going to give you a Bible mark up here, and that'll be your reminder that when you get up in the mornings to have your devotion and prayer time, that'll remind you to pray for Brother Abraham and all the native teams that are working over there. Just a little something. Brother Abraham, if he were speaking in his native tongue, he probably would have took off wide open, but you got to realize that English is not his main language, and so he's doing everything he can, and we just pray that you understand all that he said. So God bless you, and thank you very much. So.
Thank you, Brother Patrick. Thank you, Brother Abraham. Brother Abraham and Brother Patrick and Brother Roy, who is another one of the CSC missionaries in India who is here in America, came to our chapel service last Thursday morning, and I listened very carefully as they were speaking, and then when they got through, I said repeated some of the things they said, and I said some things wrong. I said that there were over 600,000 religions in India, and as I listened more closely, there are 600,000 villages in India, but I wasn't far off. He said, how many gods? 330 million gods. So I guess I thought, somebody thought I was exaggerating when I said there was 600,000 religions. If you got 300 and some odd million gods, that's quite a wide range. Brother Abraham has preached in over 10,000 of those 600,000 villages. That makes him an apostle in my mind. He's definitely an evangelist, and he's founded many churches. And I'm going to tell you how small the world is. Now, I was trying to think, how many people are in India? Billion with a B, all right? I was trying to imagine how to tell you how many a billion is, and I can't. It's a lot. There's roughly 300 million people in America. So it's over three times the size of America. It's a lot of people. We were standing back there. I'm going to tell you how small the world is. We're standing back there at the map before service, and I was talking with Brother Abraham. He was showing me where he's from, and my wife walked up. Her father had sponsored a pastor in India for many years, and she met him. In fact, this man was instrumental in my wife and I getting married. All right? And as she began to tell the story, and she called his name, Brother Abraham said, I know him. I knew him. He baptized Brother Abraham's father. How many years ago? 20 years ago. Isn't that amazing? It's a small world after all. And so we are so honored that you're here, Brother Abraham, Brother Patrick. We're always honored when you come and share. Brother Patrick said to me when he was coming, he said, Brother Nathan, please don't take an offering up for me. He said, you guys give to us regularly. You support the ministry on a regular basis. And I wasn't even tempted to say, I'm not going to take an offering, Brother Patrick, because there's no way that we can allow these brothers to go on their way without blessing them in the way the Bible says that we do well to bless them in the way that they deserve for the name that they go out for. We need to bless them. Now, you guys who are regulars here at Christian Challenge, no, we don't take up offerings. We don't have, that's not our tradition. We have a box in the back. You give unto the Lord as worship, and you place it in that box as your gift to the Lord, and that's what sustains this ministry. And I don't even know if we have any offering baskets. Gary, do we have anything we can use for offering baskets? We're going to have to scramble. If not, I've got an idea. No, I'm not going to use a trash can. Unless it's a 55-gallon drum that y'all plan on filling up. Brother Robert, if you'd come up here and help me out. Now, we're just going to get radical here. If you would take that one. Brother Fred, if you'd come up here and grab this other one. That basket. Yeah, grab that basket. Does that look like a good offering container? We want to bless them. You can make your checks out to Christian Challenge. We'll write one check to Christian Sharing Christ. You heard him say that 100% of every dollar that comes in outside donations to Christian Sharing Christ goes to the missionaries. I'm on the board of directors. I can attest to that. I know how generous Patrick and Monica would not want me to tell you, so I won't tell you any more about their generosity. But God has allowed them to allow 100% of your offering to go to touch souls. $2.49. Somebody gets saved. That's amazing. Why don't we take a moment and ask the Lord to put on our heart what we should give towards this ministry. And just whatever God gives you. Don't feel obliged to give. I don't want you feeling any emotional pressure to give. I don't want you giving out of some reaction. I want you to give what God puts on your heart to give. And if that's nothing, that's fine. If that's $1 million, that's fine. But whatever He puts on your heart, you do that. And I know that the ministry of Christian Sharing Christ we bless, and we will share in the reward. Let's pause for a moment. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You that You've allowed us to meet heroes of faith. We've met them on the pages of the Bible. Tonight we've met them in person. We thank You for Brother Abraham, for Brother Roy, for all the mission teams that are in India and these other countries. And Lord, how faithfully they serve day in and day out. We ask, Lord, that You would watch over them. We ask that You'd keep them safe, even from the persecution that would rise up against them, to watch over their lives, and when the persecution does arise, that You would use it to cause a spread of the gospel. We pray for safety for their families as they're away. You'd watch over their wives and their children, keep them safe. Lord, the enemy would like to disturb these men, even now while they're a long way from home, with reports of things happening at home that would disturb their peace. Lord, protect their families, protect their churches and their homes. And Lord, take this small gift that we give, just as that widow gave what she had, just as the woman gave that vial of alabaster that she had. Take what we have as we give it to You and use it and multiply it. And Lord, let many souls come into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of our Heavenly Father, through this gift and the many others that You are raising up. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.